heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons.
This is Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM, Catholic Radio.
Welcome to this episode of Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 Catholic Radio. I'm Father Jim Curtin from St. Denis Parish in Lockport, Illinois. Today we are in the location in Marytown, the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe, and on this episode we're going to focus on deliverance. I'd like to begin by asking the Holy Spirit to be with us this morning, not only in this conference room, but all those who are listening on radio throughout the Chicagoland area. Come, Holy Spirit, we ask that you come down upon us in this room to open our ears and our eyes and our hearts to experience your presence. We ask the same for those who are listening in on radio. We ask for healing today, Lord, whether we're here or not. We ask for healings of people's minds, bodies, spirits, and emotions. We ask for deliverance, Lord, from those things that are affecting us that are not of God, that are of darkness. We thank you for hearing our prayer, Spirit. We do this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and brother, for the honor and glory of our Father in heaven. And everybody says amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Great. Well, it's wonderful to be with all of you. This is the first time I've done this type of presentation on radio, and I'm excited, a little bit nervous, but more excited to be able to talk to you. One of the things that I know God wants to use me for is to feel people to feel God's love through my words and my presence, you know. We all long, as we just heard in the last presentation, Father, we need to be loved, we need to feel loved. We need to be, we're alive when we're loved. We're not, we're crippled in some way. We're crippled. So I want to talk about deliverance. I want to talk a little bit about my background to lead into deliverance, though. I never heard the expression of deliverance. How many, those that in the radio will not be able to see your hands, but how many have never heard of deliverance at all? Look at this, there's 100 people in the room here. There's only about 3 people who have just raised their hand. I never heard of deliverance also. When I was in a seminary, it was never talked about. There were 3 realities that were mentioned and doctrinally, that there was a hell, there was purgatory, and there was heaven. Hardly anything was ever said or talked to us about purgatory in the seminary. That might startle some of you. And very little was talked about hell itself, except that it was a reality. About 40 years ago, I went on a retreat in New Jersey in a Catholic retreat house with both Catholic and Protestants, and people got up and they talked about the power of the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit was doing in their lives. And they talked about the supernatural and experiencing the supernatural and seeing into the supernatural. And I sat there throughout this week-long conference and I thought, I've never experienced any of those things. I was a young priest. I was just ordained. I was 25 years old. And I came home with a longing to learn about God and God's revelation in this world. I read whatever I could. I hooked up with people that understood these things, and I began to pray with people for healing. And I got excited about that and continued on my healing ministry or God's healing ministry within me for many, many years. And in church, I would always lay hands on people and pray for people whenever they were sick. And I would see people physically healed. And I was excited about that. But about 8 years ago in our healing ministry at St. Denis in Lockport, all of a sudden it began to come up that people needed deliverance. And that's about demons, isn't it, Father? Yes. And that's about evil spirits and unclean spirits that Scripture talks about. I said, yes. And our group wanted to do nothing with that. We were really happy with laying on hands people and see pain leave people's bodies and physical healing happen. And we were content with that, and it was exciting to see that. But we didn't want to go into the dark area. We didn't want to go anywhere near that, you know. That stuff we were uncomfortable with. But we slowly began to enter that ministry And now, 8 years later, I'm here talking to you about deliverance. Deliverance is really part of the life of a Christian. Jesus himself, just to give a little scripture background on this, if you look at Matthew and Mark and Luke, Jesus many times went and laid hands and prayed for people's deliverance. I'll read just one passage here. This is from Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. The news about Jesus spread throughout the whole country of Syria. We're dealing with a lot of problems in Syria right now, as we all know, so that people brought to him all those who were sick, suffering from all kinds of diseases and disorders, people with demons, epileptics, and paralytics, and Jesus healed them all. He healed them all. He healed them all. And I could quote several other passages about that. What is deliverance? Well, one more passage I want to quote. This is one of my favorite quotes from Isaiah 61. It's when Jesus began his ministry. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. He's on all of us. Because the Lord has anointed me, us, to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom of captives, and release from darkness for prisoners, to proclaim a year of the Lord's favor. I never understood that passage until I began to understand how demons operate in our world today. Freedom from captives, people who are captive by demonic influence, released from darkness for prisoners. He's not talking people in state prisons. He's talking about people who are in prison and within themselves. Two things Jesus told his disciples to do at the beginning of his ministry. He said, go out and heal the sick and cast out demons. And that's the two things we're not doing in the Catholic Church. We're not casting out any demons. In your parish, are any demons being cast out of people? Of course not. And to heal the sick, that just means pray for the sick. It means actually to heal them and see them restoration. When we receive the Eucharist, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but only say a word and my soul will be healed, meaning I'll be healed. When's the last time you've seen someone healed receiving communion in a Catholic church? Why is that? Father Sear just said, because people are not open and receptive to believing. Grace does happen, and power does happen, but the release of the power of the Eucharist does not happen in our church. Just imagine in our church if people, when came and received communion, demons were cast out instantly, and people were healed miraculously. Our churches would be full. There would be such a renewal throughout the world in our Roman Catholic Church, you know. So I pray for that, and I ask you to join me in praying for that. There'll be a renewal of the Catholic Church. So let's get specifically a little bit into the reality of the world today. There is a battle going on in the world today between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Satan is real. He was cast to this earth years ago when he disobeyed God, and a third of the angels, Scripture says, came with him. Those are the unclean spirits and the demonic spirits. I don't know what the number is, but my estimation, there's millions of demons that roam this earth, millions and millions. And they affect people's lives. Satan is into everything. Anything that is of evil in this world, the cornerstone of that evil ultimately comes from Satan. You know, for a while I didn't believe that. I thought, well, people just, they're evil, they make mistakes, they, you know, whatever. No. The core of everything, the wrong choices, what goes on is because the influence of Satan in our world today. Here's how we get tagged by Satan. Some of the ways. His father spoke about Sears, and last week we have generational sins that happen, that get passed on from generation to generation. Along with those sins and genetic qualities and imperfections that he talked about, the wounds, there also are demons that are attached to those generational sins. And they have names. They're named demons. Just like angels have names, the demons have names. If we have sinned against ourselves or others, we open ourselves up to being affected by demons. We can be cursed by someone. We can be cursed ourselves, and we're affected by demons also. If we have suffered a great trauma in our life, there's a whole category of demons that come affect us because of trauma in our life. It could be a terrible accident. It could be a death. It could be something violent that happens to you, a rape, something like that. A demon can attach itself to us in that moment if they are present. Demons are not omnipresent. Only God is omnipresent. Also, through cult activity, through spirits of the occult, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in just a moment. We can make inner vows, which are vows against ourselves, that give legal right for demons to affect us. Demons can only affect us because we're Christians. People say, can a demon affect a Christian? Absolutely. If they have the legal right to go after us, in a sense. They hate us, and the reason why demons hate us is because we're created in the image and likeness of God. And when they see us, they see God. And they hate God because they disobeyed and they were rejected. They wanted to be like God. And so we are the living image of it. So Scripture says, what's the purpose of demons in your life? It's to kill and destroy and lie to you. You think a lot of times it's just me thinking about these things or the world influencing. It's Satan behind it. He's pulling all of us, or trying to pull all of us, into darkness. I'd like to talk in a moment, which we will probably, if someone could ask the question, how can we be protected from demons and affecting us? And then I'd be happy to tell some stories maybe about how demons, I've experienced demons in real life, as I've seen them operative and manifest in people. They are real. They're not to be feared because we are in God's hands, but they're to be dealt with, and it's a reality that we must know. And something we've been denied as many Catholics, because priests don't talk about it because they haven't experienced, they have very little knowledge of it. So I hope this opens the door a little bit for you understanding that this is a reality in our life, and we are in a battle. St. Paul says we should not fear the flesh, but the principalities in heaven and earth, or in heaven, the powers and principalities, not our flesh. We're all weak. We all sin. It's the principalities. We have to take a short break now on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. You're listening to the healing of the whole person today. I am Father Jim Curtin, and we'll be right back to take your questions. Stay tuned.
Franciscan University of Steubenville in Ohio. Catholic radio is essential for the new evangelization. It reaches people who are not necessarily going to darken the doorways of a local parish, but they'll be driving by, and you can recommend it. You can even turn it on when you got a passenger in the car. Catholic radio deserves your support as well. Not only your prayer support, but also your financial aid. So I encourage you all, get involved and spread the word. God bless you.
WSFI is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community, but we only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed-rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
The Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is blessed with the opportunity to participate with WSFI Catholic Radio in the new evangelization. Holy Family is your local resource for books, CDs, and DVDs from Catholic Answers, Ignatius Press, and all of the other fine publishers featured on Catholic Radio. Holy Family also has the area's largest selection of baptism, communion, and confirmation gifts. Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is located at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information is available on Facebook.
Welcome back. I'm Father Jim Curtin on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. And our topic this morning is deliverance from evil spirits. And we're taking questions right now.
Thank you, Father. My question is, what can we do when we have knowledge that there is a spirit in a home and somebody asks you to pray in that home, but you know that you don't have the ability to do this on your own? What can we do for this family?
Thank you for asking that question. In my experience, there's a number of things that can be done. You can protect the home by having, before this ever occurs, have a prayer of protection over the home. That's why we have, in our Catholic tradition, we have a priest or a deacon come over and bless the home and bless the various areas, entranceways and over the windows and all that, to protect the room that evil spirits can't come in. This is a holy place, and they can't go where holiness is. If there's a spirit in a home and it's discerned after prayer and, you know, people say, then one of the best ways is have a mass set in that home. And usually a mass set in a home, the spirits will not remain after the mass is over. They'll be departed. Holy water helps, goes around. You can have your own holy water, have it blessed by priests. Go around and bless the house yourself. Prayer, just ask God to come, send his holy angels. One great prayer that we used to say in the church, and we don't now often, is ask Michael the archangel to come into your home. He's the warrior angel. He's the most powerful angel in heaven, and have him come in to your home and to cast out those demons within. Next question.
Well, you've kind of covered this, but I have a granddaughter who is obsessive compulsive. She's only 11 years old. Mm-hmm. And when she, it seems like sometimes her brain gets stuck. She starts to be very abusive to her, my daughter. She screams at her. She'll kick her. She'll pull her hair out. My daughter will hide. It seems to me like she is possessed. It really does. But okay, she's got a diagnosis of obsessive compulsive.
Right.
And I told my daughter the things you said, to use holy water.
Let me answer the question.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
There's
a distinction between possession, oppression, and depression. Depression oftentimes can be just a normal thing. We all get depressed. Things happen in our life. We get that pressure of life or whatever, and we get depressed. That's a normal physical, emotional reaction to sometimes life situations. Sometimes that depression, if it continues or if it's strong, a demonic influence can attach itself to the natural depression that you have. So now you have a twofold problem. You're dealing with emotional, psychological state, but now you have a spirit attached to it. So when people like that go to psychologists or therapists, they try to find out the root cause or what might happen in your family line or what present circumstances why you are depressed. And if it's extreme, their method of dealing with it is what, to give you medicine, you know, to calm your emotions and even it out and all that. But they can't heal if there's a spiritual influence there. I had a friend, Judith McNutt, who was married to Francis McNutt. Many of you might know Francis. He wrote a book on healing years ago. And she worked in a psychiatric ward in Jerusalem years ago. And people, obsessive compulsive, there were people with all sorts of psychotic problems. No one was ever healed. And she began to pray over her individual patients over a period of time, and they started to get dramatically better. And the head psychiatrist called her in the office one day and said, "Judith, I don't understand. No one gets healed in this hospital. We just give them medication and they just live life." He said, "But your patients seem to get better. What are you doing?" Well, she said, "I'm praying for them." He said, "What? You can't do that. That's not medically allowed. We can't pray for people in this hospital. Don't you ever again pray for someone again in the hospital." Well, she ignored him because God's orders was greater than that. And she had several patients that were psychotic, were just, you know, babbling to themselves, leave the hospital completely healed through the power of prayer, all right? Now, You can't say because people have mental illness, there's always a demon attached, you know? But that's when discernment comes in. Sometimes there is, and sometimes it's just a natural condition, you know? And medication does help, and some people need medication to stay on medication and need counseling. All those things are the healing hand of God, our doctors. But there are cases when prayer does heal. Now, prayer will never not heal, by the way. When you pray for someone, no matter what you pray for, that might not be God's will for that person, but he will bring healing to that person in some area of their life. So we should never be discouraged from praying for someone. Another question, please. Anybody else lined up? Yes.
I'd like to know, what can we singly do to protect ourselves from demons?
Okay. There's Ephesians 6. You could say that prayer, Ephesians 6, every day. Put on the armor of God, armor of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit. You can pray that prayer and say, Lord, put on spirit. There's actually, if you, in your imagination, you could see it. You see God, it's a spiritual helmet he puts on. He puts a breastplate on. You have a sword. You actually get those instruments, but they're in the spirit realm. They're not in the physical realm. You can say that prayer. The greatest prayer that should be said every day, it is the greatest prayer, is the Our Father. Every day, say the Our Father. When you think about that, it's amazing what that prayer says. Besides a prayer of praise and honor to the Father, you're asking whatever is happening in heaven may it happen on earth right now. And see, that's why Jesus came, to reestablish the kingdom of heaven on earth. Not when we die and go to heaven, but here on earth. And there's all sorts of signs that that's happening in little pockets throughout the world today. But and then the last part of that prayer is, lead us not into temptation. Who tempts us?
Evil.
Evil, working through other people, advertisement, movies, what we read, and deliver us from evil. And that's from demonic influence. That's from Satan and his cohorts. That is the most powerful. You're asking God to deliver you every day. Always say the Our Father. Maybe several times a day when you feel tempted, okay?
Father, can I just ask too? Sometimes I've been in a situation where someone will be standing right next to me that I don't even know. It might be just in a grocery line. And I can feel such a presence of evil.
Yeah.
Such a strong presence that the only thing I know to do is just to say the Our Father or to bless myself.
Perfect.
Is that what you should
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely.
Should you do anything for that person, though, too?
If the Lord leads you, say, I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you, Father.
So, I want to put people in touch with this, even though this might bring a lot of work on my shoulders. There is a great prayer book called Unbound by Neil Lozano. And Neil's a friend of mine. He wrote this about 8 years ago. And it's a 5 method of praying for deliverance when people have evil spirits attached to them. And Neil says, in his experience, about 80% of the people have demonic influence in their life, their spirits. And that's what I find to be true. When I pray over people for Unbound, it's about usually a 2-hour session. Spirits literally leave their bodies. They can feel them leaving their bodies. Yeah, and these are good people. These are not people that are messed up. They're just good people. They've been hurting for a long time, and the spirits leave. So Unbound is a great book to read. Slowly we're training priests, especially on the East Coast, to do the Unbound method. And bishops have put their stamp of approval on it. It's really, really, really powerful. And it's always like a miracle when I see what happens to people. It's like a spiritual surgery that happens inside of people. And they have no idea these spirits are so prominent in their life. Yes, sir. Next question.
As a teenager, I was an atheist, and I got involved in things that I think had opened me up to that, what you were speaking about. Now, I was 71-year-old. I'm sure I still have some of that attached to me. And now I have the Holy Spirit inside of me. I'm a Christian. But how do I
get individual prayer? You pray. You get to set us up an appointment and have prayer over you and pray over you. Hopefully, this November 1st, I'm going to have a healing session at my church We pray for healing after 3 out of 4 masses. People can come up to the sanctuary and we lay hands and pray for them. Sometimes we'll take people off to the side if it's something really serious. But individual prayer. But anyway, this November 1st, no, Sunday, 5 o'clock, we're going to have a healing session for post-traumatic stress. Yeah. And most people don't realize this. Today in this country, 23 veterans commit suicide every day. And more veterans have died of suicide than they have in the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Can you believe that? And so God, we have found that through healing prayer, they can be healed of their trauma through prayer. It's amazing what these men and women suffer from, and all sorts of form of post-traumatic stress. The policemen, firemen have it sometimes. People who have been raped have post-traumatic stress too. So my message is, God wants to heal his people. He wants to set you free. He wants you to be alive in him, you know? And a lot of people just don't know where to go, you know? Know where to go. Okay, next question. Is there another question?
You mentioned post-traumatic stress. I have that from childhood trauma. You mentioned post-traumatic stress. I have that from childhood trauma.
Okay.
Would that be the same as like for a veteran?
Yeah, a lot of people suffer from that. Okay.
Thanks.
I'll pray for you.
What was Neil's last name, sir?
Lozano.
Lozano. Thank you,
Father. L-A-Z-A-N-O. Neil Lozano.
Father, yes. If you could, you might mention a little difference between deliverance and exorcism.
Yeah.
So the folks know.
Thank you. Exorcism, when a person is totally possessed by Satan, they have very little control of their own will and emotions. They're so much under the influence of evil. They're just like, they're almost like a robot, and they operate out of that. Very, very few people. I have never ran in my life as someone who's possessed, but most times I run to people who are oppressed or depressed by Satan or in his evil spirits, but very rare. And if exorcism is called for, you have to ask a bishop, and he has to choose a certain priest to do something. You have to be called to that ministry. I want to thank all of you for listening here today to Healing the Whole Person on WSFI, FM Catholic Radio. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, I, Father Jim Curtin, ask God to send the power of His Spirit out through the airwaves and bless you and anoint you and bring healing to you, to your mind, body, and spirit. And may God be glorified in all things. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen.
Been listening to Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about this program or to purchase CD copies, please visit us online at wsfiradio.org or call 224-206-8455.
Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.
This is Joe Scheidler, the National Director of the Pro-Life Action League, headquartered in Chicago. I'm asking you to please to pray today for every woman facing a problem pregnancy that she will not choose abortion.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.